It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. It is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are told Mel is going to join us by telephone in just a little bit here on the show. Students are out of classes this week, so the practice schedule goes earlier in the day, and that is the situation today. So there will be a practice early today, and that's why Mel is going to be joining us via telephone here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Is that you, Coach?
Yeah. Hey, Dirk. Good morning.
Good morning. Mel Pearson with us. Huskies suffering their first two losses of the season. Two great games, though, at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena Friday and Saturday night. Great crowds. Over 3,700 on Friday night and over 3,400 on Saturday night. And, you know, it could have went either way, I guess, each game, Coach, and we just got, you brought up a great point. We had been getting the great bounces in the first 10 games, and maybe we didn't get any bounces in those two games.
Well, I think, you know, as you mentioned, Dirk, and we had talked about it, we've been getting some good breaks and some good bounces, and, you know, I think we've earned those. We've worked hard to get those, but this weekend, you know, a call here or there, or a bounce here or there went against us, and you know, obviously, we're disappointed with the results on this weekend. I'm not disappointed with how hard we played and our work ethic. You know, there's not much difference between the two teams, and I think that was evident on the weekend. Having said that, you know, we have to understand what it's going to take to beat a team like Minnesota State and how you need to play and how every play matters. We talk about that quite a bit, how, you know, it could come down to one play. And obviously, it did on both games, and you know the one goal difference, and you know, and like I said, I didn't think we played as well Friday night, but we played much better on Saturday.
When you look at Minnesota State's team compared to ours, Coach, now that we've seen them live and not just on tape going into that game, four lines, you know, we have very good four lines. We're four lines deep. Did you feel they were also, that was one of their strengths, is their four lines, or was it the fact that their defense were so good at keeping us out in front of the net?
Well, I think both factors, Dirk. I mean, they're as deep as any team in the country, and I think, you know, we have a deep team too, and it was evident. And one of the things that we did not do a lot of is matching lines. You know, at home you can sometimes have the so-called advantage of matching lines, but with their teams, because of their depth and you know, their four lines, I thought we could just roll them and play them, and which we did. And now, obviously, they've got good defensemen. They're big, strong, mobile. They underhandle the puck. They play well in front of their net. You know, and they've got a good goalie. I mean, it's almost like looking at the mirror of our team. You know, looking at the mirror of ourselves when you look at their team. They're very similar in so many ways.
I don't want to go through the highlights of the goals with you, Coach, because I know your time is limited with us. But I do want to ask you, what do we do Friday night or not do Friday night that we did Saturday night? Why weren't we as good Friday night as we were Saturday night?
I just don't think we had the intensity, Dirk, overall. Now some guys did, and I just thought we didn't have as good a group effort as we've had in the past. For whatever reason, it seemed like we had some guys have off nights, and you're going to have that. You're going to have that when you have a schedule of, you know, close to 40 games. Believe it or not, it's hard to be dialed in every game. You know, it doesn't matter what sport you play or how many games. It's going to happen. And for us to beat a team like Minnesota State, you know, you need everyone. We need everyone on board, and we can't have any passengers because it could come down to that one play defensively, or it could come down to that one offensive play where you get a great scoring opportunity, but you're just not prepared or dialed in. And you know, whether you're too relaxed or too uptight. And I thought we had a couple guys too uptight on Friday night, too wired to play. And that's an issue, too. You have to have set an even medium between the two. You can't be so excited you can't grip your stick, but at the same time, you have to have that sense of urgency. So it's a fine line in getting to that right spot. But having said that, you know, they're a good team. They're a heck of a hockey team. There's a reason they made the NCAA tournament last year. There's a reason why all the coaches in our league picked them to win. And, you know, like I said, there's not much difference. You go into the third period of both games deadlocked, and each team just waiting for that next break or bounce that will be the difference.
You had Brent Baltus on that line with Pietila and Sturros Friday night. You put David Johnstone back there on Saturday night. Did you like what David Johnstone, Pietila, and Sturros brought to the table back together on Saturday night?
Well, I really did. I thought that was Blake Pietila's best game in a while. You know, when he's dialed in, he can be as good as anybody and a tough player to play against. But I thought right from the get-go to his first shift to the end of the game, he played extremely hard and well, and he did a lot of little things in that game. He's back to being real good on face-offs, who was physical. He skated better than I've seen him skate in the last couple weeks, and he was dialed in, and as well as David. I thought David had a better game. I thought David was off on Friday night, and he's one of those guys we thought was too wired, too jacked up, and he just couldn't, you know, he just couldn't get anything going on Friday night. But they played together a lot, that line, and you know, it's always nice when you can have a line you can go back with, you know, and it's okay to do some different things, to try some different combinations, but it's nice to know you have a line that you can count on and go back to. And I thought they played really well on Saturday. You know, they didn't have much to show for it as far as offensive numbers go, but they created some good chances and did some real good things.
Brett Stern had a big goal for them on the weekend. As you look at their six defensemen, Coach, they did not change their lineup at all for the two games. If you look at their six defensemen, which one stands out the most to you?
Well, I think, you know, they've got they're all very similar, you know, and that's the beauty of it. They don't really stand out per se, though I like Zach Palmquist. You know, he's sort of their go-to guy there, number seven. Mm-hmm. He jumps up in the play quite a bit. You know, he's good offensively, and he can really move. He's you know, got good size. He's got good range with a stick. Like I said, he's got some offensive instincts. And then, obviously, number six is a pretty good player for them also. You know, he shoots a puck a ton, plays on their top power play. But they've got a good team. You know, they're deep. There's not too many weaknesses there. And obviously, if you get through to him, you got to deal with the goalie, Stefan Williams, who I thought you know, played extremely well. He made some critical saves both nights that kept the game in check. Just like we've talked about with Jamie in the past, you know, there's key moments in the game where you need your goalie to step up and make a huge save, and I thought their goaltender did that.
Well, Jamie was outstanding again on Friday night. Now that you've had a chance to look back at some of the goals, what were your thoughts on the Saturday goals? Do you fault Jamie at all for those, or were those just good goals by Minnesota State?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't fault him on them, but I'm sure he would like to have two of them back. You know, I think that second goal's their goal that gave them the lead to start the third period on the power play was a shot that got deflected and just sort of trickled in between his legs. There wasn't much momentum on the shot, but it was, like I said, that little deflection just opened him up a little bit, and, you know, he didn't have a stick on the ice, else it would have been a routine save. I'm sure he would like to have that one back. And then the third one, you know, a guy just takes a shot out of the corner, and he sort of gave a lazy rebound up, and then he couldn't get back when he wrapped the puck around. So I think on those two, Jamie normally, you know, makes those saves, but you know, I can't fault him. He made some big saves during the game. You always forget the ones he saves. You know, mm-hmm. It's easy to be critical of your goaltender, but he's the reason we're 10-2 and right in the thick of things, not only in our league, but you know, in the rankings nationally.
Well, we are talking about, especially Friday night, but again, like you said, some great saves on Saturday night where he is making two or three saves in the same sequence and never being out of position, which is very difficult to do.
Yeah, and like I said, I know Joe Sean and Jamie have worked really hard on some things, and you can tell. You can tell he's a much different goalie than he was last year, and he's more control. He's actually battling a lot harder on loose pucks and second opportunities, which is huge. So, he's played extremely well, and you know, I think they knew that they go to the net hard, Dirk, as you can see. I mean, they were at the net and poking pucks, and there's a lot of activity, let's say, around the goals, both goals, you know, and even after the whistles. And I don't like that. I don't like our guys doing that, and you know, I don't like other teams doing that to our goalies, too. I mean, we have to play whistle to whistle. I think the referees, you know, did an okay job with that. I think